This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Did we get my man? We already got him? All right. I don't have my first guest on enough, considering what he does and what he has done and what he continues to do. He put together one of the best weapons I've ever laid my hands on. And he's with a company that does nothing but build some of the best weapons ever made. In addition to all of his other accolades, but we're joined again from Spike Tactical by Kit Cope. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen.
So, what's going on in the world of spikes?
Oh, man, Spike-a-mite is blowing up. No pun intended. Actually, you know what? Let's intend all of those puns. Spike-a-mite is blowing up.
Right.
That's our new binary target. We've got this 6.5, our new Roadhouse 6.5 Creedmoor is being used by a couple of Army sniper teams in the sniper competition in Israel right now.
Right.
We're getting out there, reaching.
What about on the political front? Anything new happening on the political front? I know that as far as the weapons you make, it's just primo, it's top notch and everything. That doesn't surprise me at all.
They're leaving us alone. Yeah, I think we made a big enough stink to actually kind of keep them off our backs for a little bit, because they're kind of leaving us alone. We haven't had any recent problems with YouTube, though we've kind of scaled back a little bit. So we're putting some content in the can right now that we're gonna kind of drop on YouTube and see how it goes, see if they keep us alive. So, but other than that, yeah, they're kind of, I guess they don't want the barrage of backup that we've got.
The YouTube thing, that'll be interesting. I just got remonetized and just got completely reinstated.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. Well, I do know how it happened, but I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why the MCN dropped me.
Did you have to explain the words radio show to somebody?
No. What it boiled down to was I had a multi-channel network that my channel was under, and they unceremoniously dumped me and about 50,000 other people somewhere around in June, right? And when they dumped us, even though I'd had an AdSense account with them on this channel before, I'd been with them for 2 years. So when they dumped us, YouTube took us all and demonetized all of us. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So then we were, as I was trying to get remonetized and everything, they told me, we're going to be reviewing your channel to see if it meets our community guidelines, right? And all this other stuff. So I was like, okay, here we go.
Oh.
But. No strikes, no nothing. I even got a guy by name named Alexander who helped me. He walked me through the process and everything, and I have an AdSense account, and I've made $2.43 already.
All right.
So I got that going for me. Got that going for me. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what occurs with you guys, because you guys got taken down for nothing.
Yeah, we've got a lot more than nothing getting ready to hit, So we'll see what happens.
Although, interestingly enough, I've got one company that makes something that you and I would call tactical underwear.
Okay.
And they put together a little video of me shooting, and I had taken the tactical underwear. I wore the tactical underwear to take a James Yeager class up in Camden, Tennessee, in the 90-plus degree heat and the 1,000% humidity, and they worked beautifully. So they decided to make a little video of me shooting. They took video clips of me shooting, and then they put, you know, some voiceover in there with it and put the underwear out there. And I tried to boost that on Facebook, and at first they turned it down. Then they let me have it on appeal, and then they turned it down again the second time around. And they turned down my radio show, but trying to boost my radio show page as well. I can't pay to boost my radio show page.
Your radio show page.
Yeah, I can't boost it because I depict guns.
You depict them.
I depict them. I do. As soon as I find a shooting house, I'm going to be doing some high frame rate slow motion, and I'm going to have that the Joker out there with me, the PHU Joker, and I'm going to get some nice slow motion fireballs coming off that, and I'll stick that up there too. I'm going to try to boost that too.
Yeah, we'll talk about how that went next time.
Yes, we will. Now, for a person like Kit has a martial background, and to understand what that means, prior to, you know, he's got a background in the mixed martial arts and everything else. So it's really not in your nature to sit back and observe a bunch of people acting the fool, although you probably avoid more fights than you get into simply because of the liability of what you are, right?
Oh, absolutely. But it is also, I always hearken back to the Spider-Man movie where his aunt tells him that, you know, with great powers comes great responsibility.
Right.
Kind of thing. So, I do get in extra trouble if I get in a physical altercation, but it's also really even more difficult than just if I was just a good person. It is really difficult for me to sit by and watch injustices being done without interacting. If that makes any sense.
It does. But, I mean, that doesn't surprise me about you.
But being the trained individual that I am, it carries with it a certain confidence that usually people that are you know, bullying or what have you, they don't really like that. So I'm really, really good at talking the situation down, talking myself out of fights, talking other people out of fights. Like I'm probably better at that than I am at fighting.
Yeah, but that comes with,
and that comes with all the abilities, because I don't, unlike your average Joe, I don't feel like I need to prove myself.
Right. Well, I refer to people like you as a 21st century pacifist, because a true pacifist has to have two capabilities. They have to have the willingness to be at peace, and they have to have the capability of destroying somebody if they have to. So that's the way I look at you.
Right.
But
I agree with you in, I was just actually explained it that way the other day because I watched a video of somebody saying that they were a pacifist, but this was a 6-foot-tall, 125-pound kind of effeminate man.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, well, you're a pacifist because you don't have an option. That's not the same thing as choosing to be a pacifist.
Well, a pacifist, that's not a pacifist. That's just somebody's helpless. Let me get you to hang on right there. Let me get you some. Hang on right there. SpikesTactical.com. Right. This is where you find some of the best guns made in the world. This is a website where there is no compromise. There is no going back. They fully make something that if you need it, you'll really be glad you have it when the time comes. We'll be right back. My guest is Kit Cope. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. You know, while they have been leaving you alone as far as coming after Spikes Tactical and some of the other stuff. Do you think we may be looking at a time where the not today Antifa might actually go from being a visual representation of, you know, you getting out there and saying, you're not going to tear up this city while we watch, to, the left just seems to want to go and get violent. They want to get funky with some people. They want to do some stuff. I mean, that probably comes from never having experienced it before and not understanding the true nature of what violence is. But, I mean, do you see that happening anywhere around?
I mean, it happens. I do see it happening constantly. I mean, the social media is a battleground right now. People are just, they're dividing on so many different points. I didn't think that we had that many differences just as humans, but they find them. They find them, and they're just, people are just getting further and further away and into their little groups. And it seems like, the young ones, which is, you know, we know that that's where a lot of the problem is, are going super radical. Like this, the chick in New York, the socialist that got, or passed her primary, I guess. Like she's being deified. She might as well be a matriarch. Like that's the direction that all those people are going. It's like, you know, that the people on the right are, they're riding that right line. You know, but they're still heading, you know, down the path. The people on the left are just taking a hard turn. And for some reason, it must just be one of those, like the laws of absolutes or something, because they're heading so far left, so violently, you know, so rapidly that turn to violence is so fast. Violence and condemnation, and where it used to, you know, you used to escalate by calling somebody a meanie, and then maybe you throw out a curse word, and then maybe you throw out a worse curse word, and now it's just straight to you're a Nazi.
Well, see, here's the problem with all of this. Most of the people calling us Nazis don't really believe that, but some of the people that listen to them believe them. So then the question becomes, if you're really in the presence of a Nazi and a racist and all the other things that they call us, we want to tear families apart and everything else. Most people would look at that and say, we got to do something about that. If they really believe it.
Yeah, but it just like calling somebody names, you don't have to believe it. It just has to be something that you can, that you can be angry with me about.
Right.
It's like a middle school relationship fight.
Well, that's exactly what it's like, but they're taking it and they're getting really, really serious with it. I mean, do you think it is exacerbated by the fact that we have things like social media now?
Oh, absolutely. Because everybody has a voice now. Whereas you used to have something to say to have a voice and have people listen to you. Now everybody has a voice. And the crazier you sound, the more viral it's going to go.
Yeah. That was the problem with you and Lincoln, though, wasn't it? For the left, when you guys got out there and said, not only will we stop you, we may repel you with Not Today Antifa. And for them, that was crazy stuff, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was a direct threat over crazy that sounds.
But was their opinion that they should have the room to destroy whatever they want to destroy with nothing to check them? And are we supposed to just sit there and say, don't worry, they just want to turn some cars over and everybody be okay?
Yeah, the argument goes nonstop and it gets to all kinds of crazy stuff to where, you know, it used to be, it was kind of an edgy thing when people started saying question authority. Remember that was. That was like in the 60s, right? So they started saying question authority and to authoritarians and, you know, the rest of the law abiding public. That was kind of brazen. Oh, question authority. Why would you? Wow. That's, you know, that's pretty ballsy. And then now, man, it just has to be crazier. It has to be more extreme. And now they're taking it to, well, if you destroy your city, if you light stuff on fire, then you're a real patriot.
Hashtag resistance. Yeah.
Right.
Now, in the 60s, as a child of the 60s, I can tell you the way they questioned authority was when the cops would say, do this, they'd go, why?
Exactly.
At least in my neighborhood. That was the way they questioned resistance. Now they, now they're going a different way, and that sort of troubles me a little bit. But at the same time, the thing that worries me the most about it is, well, I'm not going to get it. I'll give you the conspiracy theory I'm sort of cultivating in my head in the next segment. Let's talk a little bit about spikes real quick, because that's always good to talk about. Now, you can always tell a serious company by if they offer a watch. You have the limited edition watch right now, right?
Yeah. It's really nice, too.
I think it's
And we lucked into it. We really did. We lucked into finding this this watch company that was just starting to kind of explode.
Right.
And so they're extremely high-end watches, and so we wanted to make not just a, you know, a utilitarian watch that functioned well.
Right.
You know, something stylish, something that you're not only going to wear to war or not only going to wear, you know, even daily. Like, this is a nice watch. You could wear this thing with a suit. It is awesome. And the inner workings of that thing, to listen to Jeremy, he's the owner and creator of S&B Watches.
Right.
To listen to him when he comes in and talks about the movement and the crystals and all that stuff that I have no idea what it means.
Yeah, that's a watch.
Extremely passionate about it and super excited about every watch that he turns out. And so he was really, really stoked to make this watch for us because he's actually a former canine cop.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back, just because it's a limited run, and I'm always interested in those things. My guest is Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke in Kansas City at the VFW National Convention. The president had a message for everyone who served in the Korean War.
I know we're joined today by many incredible veterans of the Korean War. Thank you for your courageous service. We're also working to bring back the remains of your brothers in arms who gave their lives in Korea. And I hope that very soon these fallen warriors will begin coming home to lay at rest in American soil. That's starting the process.
The Sexual Offenders Assessment Board is recommending to the court that Bill Cosby be classified as a sexually violent predator. Following his conviction, state law requires Cosby to register as a sex offender, and the possible predator classification would result in increased treatment in prison and increased notification of neighbors when and if he is released. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical, and we were talking about, I believe it's called the B2 Automatic Watch, just because I saw that on the swag page, and I'm always got my eyes open for a watch. One thing about that watch, Kit, I was looking at a watch store the other day at a Casio. Okay? And it was a fancy Casio, and it was $800. So the B2 automatic comes in way below that. So that should go. You should get rid of all 200 of those, huh? Do we still have Kit? Is my guest still there?
Letter.
Okay,
what's
there
that?
You are.
You got me now? You.
I got you now.
Oh. All right.
So...
And just the ones that people have bought already are literally just from our email blast about them.
Right.
So, once it gets out there, and it's really, really nice watch.
It is, and it's, the price it is set at is $595, and yeah, there's serious watches start costing a little bit of money. After you stop shopping at Kohl's for a watch, which is not to say that if you do, that's anything wrong with that. I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah.
But there are
so
more expensive watches than that one, way more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And this one's a limited run. So.
And it's an automatic. And I didn't know what that was before they told me when we were designing this watch. So that's that. That's that, doesn't have a battery kind of thing where it winds itself when you're walking and that kind of thing. And those watches are really expensive, extra expensive. And that watch, the version of that watch that is closest to an S&B watch that he makes,
right.
is like $1,200.
Yeah,
but so. We wanted, you know, we're not a watch company. So we're not trying to, you know, we're not trying to pay our bills for the year off of watches. So we just wanted to be able to offer it to Spike Tactical fans.
Well, and I'm sure that they're going to, there's a limited run of 200 of these. And
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they will all get gone. Now, the knife that's beside it, who makes your knife for you?
Winkler. Winkler made that knife. And that was our first go at a kind of a hunter type knife. We wanted to make a knife that was like the one knife. If you just needed one knife, you know, you're heading out the door, I need one knife. This is the one that'll cover it.
Right.
So, and you know, Winkler is a really trusted brand for knives. So, they were nice enough to make us our limited edition knife, which I have.
Well, knives are also those are quite nice too. So it doesn't surprise me about that kind of swag being out there. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that because a real company sells
watches. We're trying to pair
ourselves. Real man's company sells watches. So.
Right. We're trying to pair ourselves with other companies that have the same, you know, core beliefs about their customer base that we do. You know, we want to pair with those companies that offer the you know, the no BS guarantee that we have, you know, that actually take care of their customers, that offer a solid product. So you'll see we've got a couple other things coming down the pipe that are a couple nice pairings that people have afforded us with.
Well, I mean, when you look at Spike's Tactical, you have to, I mean, there's certain things that need to be said about it. It is a high-end company. And it,
mm-hmm.
the guns it sells, but it has introductory-level guns. It has mid-range guns. And, I mean, you just cover all of the price spectrum, but your high-end guns are truly, you know, in that Bentley class, that Bentley classification of a gun. And for people that are looking for the finest machinery out there, that's, you know, that's what you guys sell. So it doesn't surprise me that you have a good watch at a very good bargain price, I might add.
Yes, sir.
But, all right. So here's this. Let's segue real hard. We got about 4 minutes. So here's the thing that some people in the gun Second Amendment advocacy are talking about. And this worries them a great deal. Okay. It is thought, and I think this is giving them way too much credit for calculating. It is thought that for the leftists, one of the things they're hoping to do is to cause an incident, sort of like Charlottesville. Charlottesville, Virginia was basically leftist on leftist. Of course, nothing came out of that, not gun control wise. Nothing happened with that. But they want to call, the thought process is among some people in the advocacy that they want to cause an event where there is a not today Antifa type response to it. And the pipe hitters do come out of the buildings. You know, a bunch of guys that live in a neighborhood that have a like background and a like determination mm-hmm. not to let this happen. And then they would use that, you know, they're thinking that this would be another Kent State, if you will, from the 70s
uh-huh.
where they had that.
And, yeah.
and then, but my question becomes, one, I just don't think they think that far ahead. Two, if they're tearing up and hurting people and want to antagonize a group of people in defending themselves, they're still defending themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Does that idea worry you? Do you think they're just that? Are they that cunning and the on the leftist side? Or are they, you know, maybe the planners are.
Right. But I mean, if we're going to go with a decent conspiracy theory, then we would maintain that the planners themselves, well, they don't care really which way it goes. They just
right.
want to see the turmoil.
Right. So they're willing
they're
to let
in,
some of their people
for the tumult.
Yeah. They're willing to let some of their leftist foot soldiers bite the dust and,
right.
you know,
right.
be churned up, which they would. They would be churned up.
Mm-hmm.
They would be. They
yeah.
the people that would come out and face them are going to be very well versed in violence.
And then what happens? Then what happens is those people come out. They realize, oh, it's not really like it looks in the movies. Yeah, bullets often go where they're intended.
Yeah.
And then what are they going to do? Well, they're going to go right back in and say, yeah, see, I told you. Look how violent these people are.
It has
because we decimated them at the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's just going to be the way it is. And I'm not that concerned with it because... I know they're loud and everything, but I just want to get your take on that because this is something that you've had a taste of now, at least from the press side, which looking at it, and I want to talk about that in the next segment, what you and Lincoln came away with and have you guys discussed it in sort of an after-action review once or twice. But let me say this about Spikes before we go into the break. Spikes is this is... It's not like a boutique type gun shop. This is a gun. These guns are meant to be run and run hard, and then they're just going to not break. This is a gun that somebody would want if they don't have an armorer waiting for them in the back.
Right.
This is the kind of gun that you can take to a class and run 1,500 rounds through it, and it's going to run after the class too, and it's not going to give you anything wrong. And this is why you would go to Spikes Tactical for that kind of a weapon. And like I said, they have them at every price point. The complete, and if you want to just build your own, although some of them you can't build from the parts. Some of them you just have to buy the gun.
Right.
We're going to be right back. My guest is Kit Cope. He is with Spikes Tactical. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. The thing that drew me to Spikes Tactical was the Not Today Antifa ad campaign. Not because of what it was doing, but because I had talked about this ad nauseum on the show about one day they're going to come around the corner and there's going to be some people waiting on them. And then they had better graphic artists than me and illustrated it. Looking back at that now, the reaction that you guys got to this, How alien was that to you?
It was the severity, of the reaction was kind of the craziest part. We knew that we were going to ruffle some feathers, you know, but. You know, jerks don't like to be called jerks. And the extreme reaction that we got was we felt fairly unwarranted. For at the most, you could even call it a shot over the bow, right? If we actually meant anything by it, then it would be a warning, if anything, but we didn't. We were just illustrating what many like-minded individuals, you know, already feel. But man, people jumped on it.
Yeah, they did. The news outlets, when you guys were getting this out of the news outlets and everything, what was the what were you thinking when who was it that came after you? What were the two websites?
That was the kind of the crazy part. It wasn't even like it was, you know, maybe a far left leaning website or you know, even Huffington or anything like that. It was Newsweek was first out of the barn. With the complete attack. So it was actually like very big news agencies that jumped all over it. So it went national and international. We get emails from Australia and France and places all over the place telling us that people love the ad.
Sure, absolutely.
So it went international immediately because of the attack from these super big media organizations.
When you and Lincoln would sit back and discuss this and everything in those moments in between interviews and everything. Where you, I mean, what you're describing, for those that have never seen it, and I, you know, you need to go back and look on my Facebook because there's pictures of that all over. The Not Today Antifa ad was three or four guys with their backs to the camera carrying AR-15s, wearing plate carriers and pipe hitters union shirts, facing a group of masked Antifa ninja type jihadis coming at them. There was four of them versus, you know, an entire mob, which is exactly what, and, you know, basically that was depicting self-defense.
Uh-huh.
When you, I mean, did you ever tell any of these leftist outlets, you know, this is self-defense. Are we supposed to just sit there and let them burn down everything? What if there's a kid in the car? Is that okay as long as they advance some social justice cause or, you know?
Yeah, that was my argument for it even if you're if you agree with the left or the right or the backwards or forwards, if you take a look at that photo, there are two distinct groups of people, a group of attackers and a group of defenders, and no matter how your politics go, you cannot deny that about that photo.
And one thing about that photo or that poster is that there are no guns leveled. There's nobody guns up on any one individual facing them. They just have them out and ready, which any prudent person would have. If I've got a gun and I'm facing a mob of people, I'm not going to be like, well, I'm going to keep my gun away because I don't want to agitate. They're already agitated when they're coming down the street with Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, but there was somebody, I'll call him a journalist.
Okay. Yes.
That might make him happy.
Yeah.
One of the journalists said that the photo of the guy, one of the guys pointing at another guy in the crowd.
Right.
Singling out another guy.
Right.
That was aggressive.
So I got to pull that. I need to hang on a second. I got to pull that up.
Hey, watch out for that guy over there. He's got a freaking Molotov cocktail in his hand. No, that's aggressive. You're singling someone out.
So but they didn't think it was aggressive to for the Antifa to be a bunch of ninjas with their faces covered up.
Yeah.
Coming at somebody in a neighborhood where there's probably a lot of old people, too. Let me look at that real quick. Mm-hmm. Where is that? Oh, yeah, there's that guy pointing. And some of those guys have things in their hands like they're going to hit him in the head. And they're all masked just like all of them. Found that just reminded me of all of these jihadi jackwagons that are out there that run around with their faces covered because they don't want to be seen as the person they are.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the pipe hitters have their heads uncovered, and nobody's got a weapon pointed at them. Although, in real life, if we were that close to them, I think we'd be guns up, wouldn't we? We'd be at the very low ready at the very worst, right?
At the very worst.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to me that it hasn't been... It hasn't been decided, like as an entire public, just human species, no side. It has not been decided that, hey, if you run around with a mask on and don't want to be identified because you're doing hood rat stuff, maybe you're not the good guy.
Well, if you're
running, not been a consensus.
Well, I mean, if you're running around with masks on, I mean, I've seen some of the stuff they do. There's entire videos on there, Trump supporters getting beat up by Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any crowd that runs around trying to take on a bunch of non-combatants, which most people are non-combatants. Yeah. Any of these people that want to run around in mass and, or like the guy that clocked the Trump supporter in the head with a bike lock. You ever held one of those things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that could kill somebody.
Yeah, so.
There's a reason. So
I taught defensive tactics to the police academy in Las Vegas a bunch of years ago.
Right.
And when they teach using their baton or their asp or whatever they're issued, their stick, they're taught if you hit someone in the head with this thing, you are trying to kill them.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I saw a video the other day of I forget what group they call themselves. It's like the Good Old Boys or something like that. Something about boys.
Yeah.
I saw a group, a video that somebody reposted of theirs the other day where Antifa guy hits this guy in the head with a bat, and the guy turns around and levels it.
I'm sure, but the Antifa guy was not counting on that, though.
Yeah, that's not standard.
No, that's not standard. We're about to run out of time. Yeah. Everybody needs to go check out Spikes Tactical. I'm going to sooner or later be able to get out on the range. The Spikes rifle now is topped off with the Black Spider 1-4 scope that Kit was very nice to set me up with.
Report back about that.
Yeah, this is a truly epic setup. So SpikesTactical.com. Go check them out. Go to the YouTube channel and support them there at the YouTube channel, because we all need the support at YouTube. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me once again and anytime.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next from Air Armor Tech, it's going to be Blaine Topkins. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.